The 15th of December last year was a terrifying one in Sydney in Australia. Mam Haran Monis took 18 people hostage in a cafe in Sydney. Two of those hostages were killed after a siege that lasted some 16 hours. The inquest into those hostage deaths has begun in Sydney this morning. At issue, whether or not those deaths were avoidable in the actions that took place as the siege came to an end. We're joined on the line by Amanda Ho of the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning to you.
Hi, Christopher.
How are you? Tell me a little bit about what has taken place during this first morning of this inquest.
So today in Sydney was the opening of the inquest into the Sydney siege, and it involved just an hour opening address at the coroner's court here in a suburb called Glebe, which is near the city of Sydney. And there the counsel assisting and the coroner laid out what is to be taken place in this inquest. And they're still in the process of investigating what happened on December 15th and December 16th, the morning of December 16th, when the police finally stormed the siege. So it will be sort of an ongoing inquest, but this morning just laid out what issues the coroner will be looking at over the next month.
We did hear some graphic detail and a warning, it is quite graphic detail, as to how the two hostages who died in the siege met their death. This is Tori Johnson and the young woman, Katrina Dawson, I think.
Yes, that's correct. So this is the first time that all the details or the facts of what happened that day has been laid out and confirmed. Some of the most shocking information that we heard was the way that Tori Johnson was killed that day. And the counsel assisting told the court that Mr. Johnson was instructed to kneel down on the cafe floor by Mam Haran Monis. And was shot in the back of the head with a sawn-off shotgun, which was apparently only about 75 centimetres away from his head. The other graphic detail was about the death of Katrina Dawson, who's a barrister in Sydney, and she was killed by six bullet fragments that ricocheted off the hard surface of the cafe after police stormed that cafe. So about six bullet fragments from police firearms.
So the obviously then we're hearing that Katrina Dawson, I think she was a mother of three young children, died as a result of the police storming the cafe. Did we hear anything in relation to why the police stormed the cafe? Had they realised that at this stage that the hostage taker had begun to shoot his hostages?
That's right. Apparently a marksman saw Tori Johnson being shot, and shortly after that they made the decision to storm the cafe after some more hostages had left that morning. And they first threw in some SF-9 flashbangs, which sound like a hailing of bullets, and they're sort of distractors that create a lot of flashing, and they use it as to distract the people inside. And they stormed a police fired about 22 shots inside the cafe, and in the process of that, they hit Mam Haran Monis, and the fragments hit Katrina Dawson also, causing bleeding as they hit a major blood vessel in her.
It's just a month, really, since these terrible events took place. How has Sydney been recovering? How has it been repairing emotionally, the people there, in the time since?
I think it's still quite raw. We spoke to one of the hostages. There was only one who attended this opening, hostage John O'Brien, who was one of the first hostages that escaped the cafe that day. And he was there, and he said he just felt for Tori Johnson's family, listening to those details. He said that he was just very upset for Tori Johnson's family. And it's still quite raw. And one of the, I guess, developments is that many of the hostages have given media interviews, haven't aired yet, but they've been paid for media interviews. So a lot of that will come be part of sort of the evidence as this inquest keeps going. But okay. It's still very raw and just shocking to hear the actual facts being detailed.
Indeed. Amanda Ho of the Sydney Morning Herald, thank you for joining us.